Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lazy Investor, Smart Investor by John Bax is a personal finance and investing guide aimed at readers who want practical ways to build wealth without constant market monitoring. Positioned in the broad category of beginner-friendly investing books, it combines long-term portfolio thinking with selective short-term trading ideas. But its central emphasis is on simplicity, automation, and disciplined decision-making. The book presents investing as a process that can be made less stressful and less time-consuming by focusing on core financial principles such as compound interest, value investing, diversification, and routine portfolio maintenance. Rather than encouraging frequent activity, it argues that a thoughtful, low-maintenance approach can be effective for people who are new to investing or who want a clearer path to financial security. Its purpose is to make market participation feel more accessible by stripping away much of the complexity that often discourages beginners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a low-maintenance investing philosophy built around consistency. The book's most distinctive idea is that wealth building does not have to depend on constant trading or daily attention to prices. Instead, it frames investing as something that can be structured in advance and then managed with only occasional adjustment. This philosophy appeals to readers who feel overwhelmed by market noise or who do not want investing to become a second job. By emphasizing a lazy but intelligent approach, the book aligns with a broader passive investing tradition that favors long holding periods, disciplined contributions, and reduced emotional interference. The practical value of this approach is that it lowers the chance of impulsive decisions driven by fear or excitement. Rather than treating activity as a virtue, the book suggests that structure, patience, and consistency are often more important than effort. That makes it especially relevant for beginners who need a workable system before they need advanced techniques. Secondly, compound interest and the basics of long-term wealth accumulation. A major educational function of the book is to make foundational investing concepts feel understandable rather than intimidating. One of the central lessons is compound interest, presented as a force that rewards time and consistency more than frequent intervention. This matters because many new investors focus on short-term gains and miss the slower-for mechanism through which wealth can actually grow. By simplifying the financial basics, the book helps readers see why even modest contributions can become meaningful if left invested long enough. The discussion of compound interest also supports the book's broader argument for patience when returns are reinvested. The portfolio can grow through a cumulative effect that is stronger than one-off wins. This is a useful corrective to the common assumption that investing requires constant optimization. In practice, the lesson is not just mathematical but behavioral, since understanding compounding can make it easier to stay committed during periods when returns appear slow. Thirdly, value investing as a disciplined way to identify undervalued stocks. The book also introduces value investing as a more analytical route for readers who want active stock selection without sliding into speculation. In the search material, the book is described as offering a step-by-step process for identifying potentially undervalued stocks, which suggests an emphasis on valuation rather than hype. This matters because value investing gives investors a framework for thinking about price, quality, and margin of safety instead of relying on predictions or trends. For beginners, that can be especially useful because it turns stock picking into a structured evaluation process. The appeal of this topic is not that it promises easy profits, but that it reduces randomness by encouraging the reader to ask whether an asset is priced reasonably relative to its fundamentals. In the context of the book, value investing serves as a bridge between passive portfolio management and more engaged decision-making, giving readers a way to participate more actively without abandoning discipline. Fourthly, portfolio management through automation, diversification, and rebalancing. Another important theme is practical portfolio construction, especially the use of broad market exposure, automated contributions, and periodic rebalancing. These ideas connect the book to the wider lazy investing movement, which favors systems that minimize ongoing effort while preserving diversification and control. Automating contributions reduces the need for repeated decisions and helps investors stay consistent, regardless of short-term market conditions. Diversification, especially through broad market indices, lowers the risk that one poor investment will damage the whole portfolio. Rebalancing then serves as a simple maintenance tool that restores the intended risk mix over time. Together, these practices make the portfolio more durable and less dependent on guesswork. The deeper significance is that the book treats portfolio management as an engineering problem. Once the right structure is in place, maintenance can be straightforward. That perspective will be especially helpful for readers who want a realistic system they can actually keep using, rather than an idealized strategy that requires constant attention. Lastly, reducing fear and confusion for new investors entering the market. The book clearly targets people who are beginning to explore investing and may feel uncertainty about losing money, choosing strategies, or understanding financial terms. A repeated theme in the available material is the effort to make investing less intimidating by simplifying the language and focusing on the most important ideas first. This is significant because emotional barriers often prevent people from investing at all, even when they have the ability to do so. By addressing fear directly, the book positions education as a way to improve both confidence and judgment. Its step-by-step style is meant to help readers move from hesitation to action without requiring advanced background knowledge. This beginner orientation also explains why the book emphasizes financial basics, automation, and low-maintenance systems rather than complex market theory. For new investors, that combination can be more valuable than a more technical guide because it provides a path they can understand and apply immediately, while still leaving room to learn more later. In conclusion, Lazy Investor Smart Investor will be most useful for beginners, cautious savers, and time-constrained readers who want a practical introduction to investing without heavy jargon. It is also a good fit for people who know they should invest but feel blocked by fear, confusion, or the assumption that successful investing requires constant effort. The book's main benefit is that it reframes wealth building as a manageable process built on simple principles: compounding, diversification, automation, and disciplined stock selection. Readers looking for a quick path to market mastery will not find that here. But readers looking for a usable framework may find it more realistic than many investing books that lean heavily on theory or aggressive trading. What helps it stand out in its category is the combination of passive portfolio thinking with a limited introduction to value investing and short-term trading ideas, all presented through the lens of accessibility. That makes it different from books that focus only on index investing or only on stock picking. Its strongest contribution is not complexity, but clarity. It tries to make investing feel approachable enough that a reader can actually start and keep going. If you would like to support John Backs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.